Hey, Brandon. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How's it going? My name
I'm
is Graylum.
Graylum? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I have the spelling way off. Do you mind spelling that for me just to make sure it's correct?
G-R-A-Y-L-O-N.
Charmaine is going to get a talking to from me. Now I look like a fool. I'm sorry about that, Graylum. Did they ever get that far off? I mean, at least say Gray or something like that, or Graham, you know?
Yeah, I understand. It's a call center, so.
Well, you shouldn't have to, though. Her name is Charmaine, you know what I mean? How many times have you heard that name in this world, you know? Anyway.
I've heard a lot.
I've heard Charlemagne. I've never heard Charmaine.
Yeah, I have a friend named Charmaine.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, then, you know, you're more worldly than I am. So, again, my apologies for that, Graylum. I want you to know I'll never make that mistake again. But as far as, you know, the purpose of the call, just to make sure we're on the same page. So, you know, she left some good notes here. You've been in business about 3 years. I should say she left mostly good notes. She's forgot one thing, right? But everything else, you've been in business about 3 years. You're working on a website, right?
Correct.
Okay, now, Phoenix Home Solutions, what's your main focal point? Like, she did let me know that you do have some crews who do work for you, but what are some of the jobs that you take on that you want to focus on?
I do remodels and reconstructions. I have a specialty in insurance work. I do fire and water damage restoration.
Okay. All right. Okay, great. So you do fire, water damage restoration. So that's a huge market, I know, especially, you know, if a big storm hits or anything like that in the greater Greensboro area. So, okay. Now, in regards to make sure that we're in the right place as far as marketing goes, I do see here that you've done some things with Angie's in the past. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Are you still working with them? Or are they doing okay for you at least?
Yeah, I'm still working with them. I'm doing a couple jobs with them now.
Okay. All right. So obviously you're okay with that platform where you're like paying for the leads and whatnot, right? Nothing too harmful about that situation. Is that correct?
It's nothing crazy. I don't like the way they do it, but it's.
But hey, you're able to navigate that different animal that they are, right? I mean, that's good at least.
Right.
Because I know a lot of guys, I tell you what, people who are strictly in the field, they have a real hard time navigating Angie's, but I know a lot of people who are very, very well off doing Angie's because it sounds like you're on the latter side, mainly because you have a dedicated team to make calls to leads the moment they pop or something like that. Is that pretty accurate?
Right. I do my own call.
Okay. But you make sure to do it, like, again, as soon as they show up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. I mean, we always tell our customers, I do this all the time, because a lot of my clients work with Angie's as well. We're not trying to be, you know, separate as far as the, don't get me wrong, we do something entirely different from them, but we're not saying use Angie's or us. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fine that you're using Angie's. Just a lot of my clients just don't like the whole speed to the lead angle, but if you have a effective background in that, or if you, maybe you're just a salesperson by nature, you know, then you're probably used to it and you accept it. So that's good. Well, okay, so to make sure we're in the right place as far as what we do then, are you currently looking to grow the business with online marketing through Google or some of these more traditional platforms?
Maybe. I've looked into it, but haven't pulled the trigger on anything.
Okay. Well, maybe it's good enough for me because I'm pretty confident our pricing is stronger than most. So I'll at least give you about, you know, 2-minute blurb about what we do, if that's okay with you, and then I'll let you know the pricing, okay. And you take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it's a pretty straightforward model. We grow you out by helping you promote your business through Google by first building a website for you. I know you have one in the works. Ours is free with our service. So if you don't want to keep pushing the one through that you already have working on, that's okay. And then we'll just, you know, make sure that, you know, we'll set you up with ours. And again, it'll be the exact domain you want. So if, for example, you want specifically PhoenixHomeSolutionsLLC.com and that's available, we'll make sure to get that secured for you. Okay, but
gotcha. The website is...
Oh, nice. What's the domain that you already have?
I have PHSNCLLC.
Okay, great. So I'll make sure that's saved as available or like what would be used. And so how we would operate, I sent you a couple text messages from our 877 number. That's our main line, 635-6225. So one is just saying, hey, Garlem, this is John Kyle, just so you have my contact information in case today's call goes to another day. And then the second is a link to our sample website for a remodeling business. So it's a preview website, but it'll when you click on it, it pops up for Top Tier Remodeling Co. So let me know when you pull that up. I'll just walk you through.
I'm looking at it.
Okay. So I just want to walk you through the structure. It is optimized for cell phone use. Where you see the Local Splash logo, that'd be replaced by your logo. If you already have one made, great. If you need our help in any way to make one for you, we can do that as well. Again, included with our service, not trying to charge extra for it. But the way I want to show you the way it's set up. Oh, nice. Perfect. So as far as the website itself, the structure is not meant to win any graphics media awards. It's just to be very clean and showcase your work.
Right.
If you click on the stack on the top right-hand corner, you'll notice on the drop-down of services, you can list as many services as you want. But more importantly, on the first page, when you're scrolling through, looking through the service offerings, do you notice how the click-to-call button stays steady at the top and bottom at all times when you're scrolling?
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. The reason being, again, we're trying to optimize for cell phone use, and as you know, I'd say a good 95% of your clients are looking at your business website from a phone. They're not on a laptop even anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So again, we just want to make sure that they can click to call as soon as they find information that they like. And because as you know, when they're on their cell phone, they're not really looking for your phone number anymore. They're not trying to memorize phone numbers or anything like that, just to click to call. So
right.
It's optimized for cell phone use. Again, if you already have one built out, that's fine. We'll just promote what you have. But if you want some speed to market on getting the website live, this would be live within 7 to 14 days from the moment you move forward. Okay?
Okay.
But the main core of what we do is we make sure that you're promoted on Google. So if someone is looking for, I know you said you do a lot of remodeling and reconstruction. So is that your key term that you want to look for, like reconstruction services in High Point? Is it restoration?
I haven't figured out. Restoration, I haven't really broadcast it because it requires some different stuff.
Okay. So is it just remodeling services for the core of what you do?
Yeah, we can. Correct.
Let me guess. So you can be a remodeler just because that's what the licensing says, but when it comes to reconstruction, you might let your clients know that, but you can't necessarily advertise it yet. Is that what you mean?
Correct.
No worries.
If I start advertising, I've got to get certain types of insurance and things of that nature.
Really you're like, I don't want to put a target on my back for that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's more of, I don't really want to do water damages, which is what the insurance.
Because there's a huge insurance threshold for that, right?
Yeah, it is, and then you got to have certain kind of insurances for that, and I don't really want to do that. It's not my cup
nice.
Of tea. That's
nice.
More emergency work. I'm more towards once it's been dried out, I can handle small water damages, but I don't look for them. But once
gotcha.
It's dried out, I have everything put it back together.
So you're not the type that's, like, fixing right after a storm. It's more just like, hey, like, things have happened months ago, and now we're ready to rebuild, and that's how you help, right? Something like that?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So general remodeling then. So I was just looking at remodeling services in High Point. The reason why I was doing the search on Google, just to give you an idea of who's advertising. So I have, like, Pure Properties LLC, Boyle's Home Improvement, Garcia General Construction Repair. These are some of the companies that are doing optimization. They're not paying big dollars to do like pay-per-click ads or Google Guaranteed or anything like that. They're strictly showing up on the first page of the map listings by either hiring someone like us or having an in-house marketing team. Okay, so that's our core of what we do, is get you on that first page alongside your competition. We build out the website because, as you know, that's really important to get a lot of attention online, is to have a usable site, you know?
Right.
So, and then just to let you know a little background about us, we've been in business about 20 years. We have a partnership as a premier channel partner with Google. And what that means to you, we have to maintain a bare minimum of a 3 out of 4 success rate nationwide. And we have about 10,000 clients. So that's why we include the website free of charge, because if we didn't have find success with you, that would damage our ratings with Google. So we want to make sure we throw everything at them. And that's also why we don't even sign up 2 clients in the same region. So you can rest assured we're not trying to cannibalize like Angie's does, where your lead goes to like 5 different people. Anything that we drive towards you, we're strictly driving towards you, because it would hurt us if only, let's say we signed up 2 people in your area and one of you liked it and one of you didn't. That hurts us in the long run. We don't benefit from duplicity there. So again, that's the core of what we do. The other thing we do is Facebook ads. Have you ever done any social media advertising?
I have not.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you think that it works? Just out of curiosity, because some people don't even think social media would make sense.
I'm sure it does work. I just haven't focused there. I'm small, and I'm to the point where I'm going to need to do some growing.
Okay. Well, I will let you know this. Facebook is really simplified for the way we do it. We're not doing like TikTok or any like video-based advertising. All we do is we do boost ads with Facebook. And so we build you out a business profile for Facebook. Again, this is inclusive. It's not an add-on cost. And we promote you with boost ads. And so how boost ads work is like this. If someone in your surrounding area, not just High Point, but let's say you chose other areas around you, maybe you went all the way into Greensboro or Winston-Salem even, and you were promoting a Facebook ad there, if they're searching on Google or another platform looking for your services, the way Facebook works, so you've seen this term before, you've seen cookies before, they will capture those cookies, and then later on that evening when someone is relaxing in bed, that's when your ad will pop up. And the reason why a lot of our clients like that is when they see your ad for Phoenix Home Solutions in their newsfeed, yours is the only ad they see. So it's not like you're in a listing with a bunch of different people like you'll see on Google. Don't get me wrong, Google works great as well, but Facebook gives you that kind of singular approach towards customers. And like I said, the only reason why they even see your ad is they were already looking for what you do. Okay?
Gotcha.
So timing is a little bit better with Facebook. That's why a lot of clients like it, because you're hitting people later on in the evening. And you know as well as I do, remodeling business hunting, right? If a client of you, a potential client of yours is looking for what you do, they're usually not going to settle on the first name they see, right? They're going to want to do some research. So, so that's why we promote the Facebook ads. But the best reason why people like our Facebook service is the cost. Facebook is about 20 times less expensive than running a Google ad trying to do the same thing. So, and then I'll go over the total cost with you here, Grayson. So if you're looking to do strictly Google and Facebook, Google and Facebook, if you're trying to do Google and Facebook, we do $100 towards Facebook each and every month as part of this service. We build out the website and we get you on the first page there. Grand total cost is a month-to-month program of $249 a month.
Okay. $249 a month.
So versus what you're investing with Angie's, are we out of bounds as far as pricing goes?
$249 a month. Well, with them, I really just pay by the lead.
Right.
$250 a month.
And 100 of that is going straight to Facebook, as I mentioned, so.
Right. What if I didn't want to do the Google? Could I just do the Facebook?
Oh, you can do an ad buy strictly on Facebook. Yeah, that's not a month-to-month program. Now that's just ad buys. So ad buys, we start at like a straight ad buy of $600. And then that lasts as long as you want it to last.
And the $600 does, when I say buy ad, what does it do?
Oh, same thing that I just talked about, where we run those boost ads for you, and we'll be your Facebook ad manager. Right. We'll still build out a Facebook profile for you. The things we wouldn't do is the website or the Google optimization to show on the map listings.
Gotcha. Okay.
Are you not a fan of Google? Is that why you mentioned that? I mean, that's okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. We never say no to that. Okay.
Right. I was just asking because I really don't know how much I want to invest into the marketing right this moment. I have I'm staying.
Well, you can always say no, Graylin.
Oh yeah. But $250 a month, it's not crazy.
Well, I will let you know timelines just so that way you can understand if you want to try it. Your Facebook ads go live within 7 to 14 days. Your website is also live within 7 to 14 days. So you'll definitely see some traction in that first month to justify that first month cost. The Google optimization to show up on the map listings, there are a couple of other hurdles to jump through on Google's end. So we usually get your map listing optimized and start moving you up the ladder of listings, so to speak. Within 30 to 45 days. So that usually has a 4 to 6 week turnaround time. But that's why we do the Facebook so fast, because we want you to earn money each and every month. Otherwise, people wouldn't really justify staying with us.
Right. Okay. Is there a contract for your services, or how does that
work? No retainer. It's just the month-to-month. But I do give you a terms and conditions just so you see everything in writing. Absolutely. That's part of it.
Right. Okay. All right.
Okay, so again, I don't want to jump the gun. It sounds like you're hovering like on a fence here. Let me know, what is it that is a make or break, or maybe I'm just barking up the wrong tree. Maybe it's just, now's not the right time.
I'm considering it. Let's see. Today, the 13th. Let's do it.
Okay. So just a couple.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So I just need to get a couple bits of information from you, and then I'll be done with the call here. Your last name?
Okay.
Graylin?
Roberson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N.
And then a good email address for you?
My first name, Graylin, G-R-A-Y-L-O-N, at phsncllc.com.
On the text message I sent you, did I spell your first name incorrectly? Is it an N as in Nancy at the end, or M as in Mary?
Hold on. Let me get back to it. It's an N as in Nancy.
I'm a jerk. Okay, so I promised you that I wouldn't get your name wrong, and I got it wrong. I am a jerk. Okay, I'm so sorry about that. So
that's why
for my faux pas, I'm going to give you a little break here because I feel like a jerk, and I want to make it up to you. So I know you already said yes. Typically, we have a setup fee for this that is $299 to set up. I'm going to drop that down to $99 because I'm a jerk. And so your first month is actually $348, and then it goes down as $249 each month thereafter. So the $99 just covers the programming of your website and everything like that. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was expecting $250.
Say that again?
I was expecting to pay $250 today. That's what you said it was, month.
Right. And that is a month to month, but you know, our programming team definitely does a lot of heavy lifting in the beginning. And that's why I dropped it because first and foremost, Charmaine was way off and then I spelled it wrong. So again, I'm so sorry about that. I have your address as 4505 Saddlewood Club Drive. Is that right?
Correct.
I have a question for you. I saw your listing online on Google. Who tried to damage you with this one-star review? Why did that happen? I mean, I know it happens so rarely, but
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
To tell you the truth.
Okay.
And I was,
so what?
Who is this?
And that's okay, because you weren't trying so hard on Google. So here's what we're gonna do. On the back end, we're going to give you access to your analytics at all times, but we're also going to give you a setup to where you can prompt people to leave you reviews on by just sending them a text message or email. And all you have to do is, again, send them all you do is type in their phone number and their name or their email address. That way you can just prompt them to leave you a review because, as you know, I'm sure you've known this in the last 3 years, how many great customers have you had, right? Countless so far. Would you agree?
Right.
How many of them left you reviews on Google?
None of them.
Exactly. And here's why. We know this. It's true no matter where you are in this world. Happy customers are more lazy than upset customers at leaving reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So how do you encourage?
Yeah. So what we do is, again, you send them a text message instead of, like, think about this. If you ask someone in person, hey, leave me a review on Google, they're going to have to go find your business name. Well, first they're going to have to get to their phone or computer, find your business name, remember to look you up, remember to find you on Google to leave the review, et cetera, et cetera. And the steps are just too many for a happy customer to do that. Whereas an upset customer somehow built out your profile. If you didn't build it out yourself, they left a review for you somehow. So that way they could, be upset about something that probably didn't even happen in the way that they said it did, right? But that's just how unhappy people are sometimes. So we just make it very easy where someone can just click here and leave a review for you. So that way this 1.0 situation is going to drown out, as soon as possible.
Right.
And then you'll be able to champion your reviews as opposed to be worried that this one star, person who had too much time on their hands makes you look worse than, what you really are capable of. Now, we do an onboarding call with our team. So you'll be able to ask them exactly, all the details of what we do. You help them set up your website and things like that. Just want to make sure you want us to include that free website, right? On your domain that you already gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So what time today would you have to do the onboarding? The latest slot we have available is 5 to 6, or we can do any time tomorrow?
Let's see. And how long does it normally take?
About 30 minutes. They go through all the details, make sure they got all your keywords up and things like that.
Let's see. It would probably be
2. If it goes into tomorrow, we start at 10 a.m., and then the last slot is 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Gotcha. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Let's do Tuesday. I have a 10 o'clock appointment. That'll take me about an hour or so. Let's do Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Tuesday at 1. All right. I'm going to send you the invite here. Give me 1 second here. You're going to get a Google invite in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Coming from jkyle@localsplash.com, and then you'll see all that information there for tomorrow at 1. Again, I'll give you a full walkthrough of that dashboard. So just, you know, if you want to ask them as well, just how do I, like, send out requests for reviews and whatnot, they'll definitely guide you through all that, so that way there's no confusion there. You should have the invite shortly. Yeah. And then other than remodeling, kitchen and bath remodel, what are some other things that you want me to list to help them along when they're setting up for you tomorrow? As far as your core service offerings.
Let's see. Kitchen and bath remodels. I do a lot of painting. Let's see. I do a lot of floors. I do kitchen design work as well.
Nice.
And I do insurance work. I actually have the program that the adjusters use.
Oh, nice.
To price out.
So what would you call that, like, insurance repairs, insurance reconstruction, insurance remodeling?
Yeah.
All the above.
Okay. Insurance claims, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, insurance claims. I sold insurance for years, and then I went into restoration. I've been doing restoration since 2000.
Right. Oh, restoration, but not water restoration. But you do like other types.
Well, I did other types, like fire damage stuff. I do a lot of fire jobs. I actually got a fire job from Angie, and she's
nice.
Okay. I gotta get on with her pretty soon.
Okay, and then we're almost done here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you said you have to get on another call soon, right?
Yeah, the lady just called. Well, she called about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. What's the...
She just called. Said, call when they're done.
Gotcha. And then is your Facebook page this one right here, Phoenix Solutions 100? Is that correct? No, that's not you.
No, that's not me. I don't have a page. The only page I have... I don't think I have any pages. I have a...
Okay, so can you do this? You have your personal Facebook profile, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how to share that link or the URL and just send it to me via text?
Let's see. Let me get it. I'm in the app on my phone.
And then there's that, like, share icon. It usually looks like that square with the arrow pointing up, and then I think you can either copy the URL or there's another way you can share the profile, but that's not the best way.
Okay, shit.
Do you go all the way into Winston-Salem as well for your words?
I do.
Okay. And then what about down to Lexington and north to Greensboro?
I do Greensboro all the time. Lexington is a little far. I would say no to Lexington.
Okay.
Just because Greensboro.
But even though your home voice is High Point, you're doing a lot of work in Greensboro and sometimes Winston-Salem?
Correct. Literally,
okay.
I live closer to Greensboro. I'm right across the line in High Point.
Oh, gotcha. So then so Thomasville might be the furthest south you go?
Yeah, Thomasville I would do. That's in the same county. It's funny how that is.
No worries. All right. And then as far as hours of operation, what do you want shown? I see here on your profile it shows you as 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, but Friday at 5:30 is when you leave. Is that correct?
I'm going to change that to 9 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5?
Yeah, because my wife works from home now, and I have to take the kids to school and stuff.
Nice. Good man. And then what about Saturday? Do you want any hours on Saturday available for calls?
Saturdays? I work on, I'm always working, but I just don't have the list of hours. Like if I'm
doing a job, do Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5? I mean, it's whenever you're available for calls is what we say, where you put yourself.
Yeah, let's do Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay, Sunday closed. And then last thing, for the purpose of the questionnaire, we do also set up a tracking service for you. The way it works is it's a way for us to prove and you to determine how successful we are. The phone number that's going to be listed on your Google Business profile and website are slightly different from the 0290 number I'm calling on. The calls still go straight through to you, though. I want to be clear. It's not like how Angie's is, where the calls like say, you know, welcome to Angie's. Nothing like that. It's going to go straight through to you. You won't notice the difference. You'll have the direct number to your client showing up on your phone. Everything will be the exact same. It's just it allows us on the back end to show you how many calls went through based off of our advertising efforts, okay?
Right.
Now, and
is
then...
Is there a cost for that?
No, it's included with it. So I wouldn't let you know anything that has like a hidden cost. Sorry about that. Everything I'm talking about is included. You shared your Facebook username with me. Is that the same as your Facebook profile?
Sure.
Did you study at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University?
That's me.
Okay.
I got a Rangers picture on my profile.
I see that there. All right. Okay. All right. So, and then on the address you have listed, do you want that published on Google or is that a home base?
No, that's my home right now. I have not gotten an office yet.
Okay, no, that's fine. So we just want to make sure to not publish, right?
Correct. Not publish the address.
On Google Business Profile, Facebook, or website. Home base. All right, about 5 more minutes, and then I'll let you get to your client's call here. So, again, last two things here is we're just going to go through the quality assurance portion of the call. And then we'll get you set up for the first month to include the website and the Facebook ads as well. Give me one second here. Quality assurance portion is just, again, to make sure everything I spoke about is presented to you one last time. You'll also get all this in writing via email and text. But once we're done here, it'll be a link to your, it says your initial invoice. So that's basically, again, all the items that I spoke about in your kind of terms and conditions there. As far as when we call, moving forward with the tomorrow's call, we're always going to call from 877-635-6225. That's when our customer service team reaches out. So just make sure you save that number as a local slash in your phone, okay?
Okay.
And then last...
Hold on.
No worries.
I'm looking... It didn't come up.
The text message?
It's showing. Well, the text message came up. I was looking in the phone log, but it's not showing the call, I guess.
Right. When we call from the sales team, it's usually a local phone number, the 743 area code. But the customer service will always be 877-635-6225. That's why I send you the text message so you can save that number as well.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And then as far as when we do contact you, if there's any confusion, we also give you a security question. So that way there's anytime stranger danger radar goes up there, Graylin, you can quickly ask us, what's my security question? It could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's, the city I was born in.
Okay. And the answer for that?
Washington, North Carolina.
Do you want me to type in Washington, North Carolina, or just Washington? How do you want me to type it out? It's your answer, so you can let me know.
Washington, North Carolina.
Nice. No, that's really smart, right? Because people can just guess. And then this way, they won't be able to. So I'm typing out the full word, Washington, North Carolina, all as one word, just so you know. Okay?
All right. Cool.
If anyone ever guessed that, I'd say they deserve to try to trick you. I'm joking. All right, cool. So it's all spelled out Washington, North Carolina. So it looks like there's a double N there because of the way Washington ends and North Carolina begins, okay? But all is included there. All right. The card you'll be using, Graylin Roberson, 4505 Saddlewood Club Drive, High Point, North Carolina, correct?
Correct.
Do you want anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing on your behalf, or are you strictly going to be the person in charge of this account?
Shirley Roberson.
Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, put Shirley as well as an authorized marketer. As far as, again, the card you'll be using, is it MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
I'm actually looking for it now. I don't see it. Where is my card? Let's see. Okay, my card is missing, and I'm trying to remember when I used it last. Was this set up for a recurring payment?
Say that again?
Was this set up for a recurring payment?
That's how it is usually set up, but it is month to month, so you can discontinue at any time. You just have to give us a call 3 days before the next charge. No worries.
I really lost my card. I'm trying to remember when I used it last. One second, sorry about that.
You're good.
Cheers. Ooh, I used my car yesterday morning at 10 o'clock.
You're like me. You look for, like, what pants was I wearing or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What did I have on? I was getting stuff yesterday morning.
See how today's call is a little bit of a blessing there as well, because otherwise, who knows when you would have started looking for this. And if you were out and about.
Oh, I'm looking for it. Yeah, I would have been looking for it. And when I leave here, when I get off this call, I'm going out. To a job. I'm going to, actually, I'm about to buy a vanity for the customer. So I would have been doing.
You're about to do what for the customer?
Purchase a vanity.
Oh, nice.
Got our job going on for a lady. We had to replace the vanity and do some tile, and carpet, and some vinyl.
So you do cabinetry, too? That's cool.
Correct. I do. I actually have a cabinet supplier. Semi-custom, but I do have guys that do.
For my brother-in-law used to run a company doing like the, you know, full kitchen bath remodel, and he and his brother would, help. Me and his brother. So my brother-in-law ran the company, and then his brother and myself would build the cabinets, and it was a good time. It was probably one of the most, rewarding type of jobs I did when I was in my 20s, just because, you know, like just seeing the completed work is pretty nice.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Better than like working at like a fast food joint and whatnot, you know?
Oh yeah, it's different. And I really can't find my card. I just looked through the pants I had on yesterday.
Well, for me, it's easier because you usually have digital cards on your phone, but it's going to be harder for when you go get that vanity.
I got it. Actually, I've got it in store. I got my payment saved on my app. So let me see if I can, if I have it on my wallet. I don't know if I put it on my wallet. Let's see. Wallet. Let's see. It is I can't find that card. Okay. I do have it on my wallet. I don't know if I can look at the numbers or number. It's a Visa.
Nice.
we're
getting there.
That part. Okay. It's not letting me see the actual number.
Because it saves on your wallet, but once it saves, like, on my iPhone, I see what you're saying. You can't really view it anymore.
Yeah, you can't view the number. Just the last four digits. Which, I might know the other numbers.
The only other way I know I can...
Can you do checking account?
That's what I'm saying. The only other way I know is sometimes on your banking app, it shows you the cards too, right?
Yeah, I'm looking. It shows me the routing number. Account number. It doesn't show me my number. Let me just see. I'm looking. Wallet settings. Digital wallet. Let's see.
I guess it depends on what type of banking you have, because some of them allow you to do like a virtual card online.
Yeah, I'm Wells Fargo. I'm about to log in on I was on my phone right now. But I can log in.
I'm looking right now. I use Wells Fargo as well, so I'll try to help from my end. I have a so just to give you a heads up, you know what I use to carry my cards? I use a business card holder, so it's much harder to misplace because it's like that like metal like business card holder. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the famous debit card. Can't find my debit card. I used it yesterday at Walmart. That was the last time. That's the only place I went yesterday. I'm checking my wife's here. She's got her car. I looked in my pants yesterday. That's a credit card. Okay. The name when it changed is Shirley Robertson.
Oh, you just use okay. And if you need to switch it over to yours in the future, just let me know. Okay.
It's fine.
You can always call into that. Oh, okay. So it'll be Shirley Robertson, Robertson, and then. The card information whenever you're ready.
Okay. 4741-6640-0473-9313.
Expiration.
It is 0925.
And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
654.
All right, everything's good here. So again, I'll go through the voice verification portion of this here, and then once we're done, I'll let you be on your way. Okay, Graylin?
Okay.
All right. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I can stop. But this portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance, so I'll go ahead and begin. So, Graylin, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Phoenix Home Solutions, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Graylin Robertson, partner.
Okay. And as partner, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Graylin, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and Shirley are actively involved in your campaign. So, you know, thank you for taking tomorrow's call at 1 o'clock. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please also be advised you may be receiving calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, moving forward with tomorrow's call, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from that number?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts should you start with other marketing companies during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 13, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 13th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This would be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative whenever you call. Now, if you do choose to cancel to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Well, everything is good to go on our end. I'm going to go ahead and process the initial payment of $348 on Shirley's card. You should receive a email confirming that, saying, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. You'll also receive that via text. And again, once you go through that, make sure all the things we spoke about, the 7 to 14 day live time for Facebook and your website, 30 to 45 days for the Google optimization or the map listings, all that is outlined there. When you review all that, make sure everything is exactly as I said. Go ahead and check off the 2 check boxes at the bottom. And then the last thing you do is sign as Graylin Robertson, and then we'll have that ready by tomorrow. If you can get that finished by tomorrow at 1 o'clock call, that'd be perfect. If for whatever reason you don't get around to it, that's okay. Our team will review it with you at 1 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much. Again, thank you for your time, and God bless your wife for helping you when you couldn't find your card, and good luck finding your card, okay?
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hey, you too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.